So those bright orange streams that we heard about earlier, tainted with iron oxide from mining, might be bad for fish, but good for something else. Artists and craftsmen are using the dried and powdered iron oxide material to color t-shirts, wood, concrete, and even the burnt sienna shade of Crayola crayons. A few years ago, the Allegheny Front's Jennifer Shveta Jordan visited a nonprofit that's helping turn creek contaminants into pottery glaze.
Yeah, this is just a liquid glaze.
Potter Bob Eisenberg dunks a mug into the grayish liquid. It's manganese.
Oh, a lot of times I'll just kind of do it. Just shake it around a little bit.
He's always used iron oxide and manganese in commercial glazes that come from around the world. A few years ago, this local alternative became available.
I think because they had larger particles, they did different things. They just were kind of runny, and they had a little like feathery details to them that our other glazes just didn't have.
About a half hour's drive from Eisenberg's studio is a double-wide trailer where Eisenberg gets his supplies. It's the headquarters of Stream Restoration Incorporated in Mars, near Pittsburgh. The organization helps 20-some watershed conservation groups keep their water treatment systems up and running. Margaret Dunn and Ryan Mahoney walk around the back of the trailer.
Okay, Ryan, can you explain what we have in these sacks in the back?
Sure. When a system kind of reaches an age where it's getting clogged or there's too much manganese or iron in it, we go out and recover the materials. For the iron, it's kind of go get some interns or people from the office and shovel it into the bags. So it's kind of a dirty process.
Then they spread and dry it out. The groups pulled more than 20 tons of iron and manganese out of just a couple streams. Mahoney demos the next step, flipping on a commercial sifter.
Basically, once you turn it on, you just put the material in and it shakes and distributes.
The potters ask for particular sizes?
Yeah, some potters like larger sizes, some like raw materials, some like it very fine. It's going to be a little loud.
This whole operation came about after Dunn had a surprising conversation a few years ago.
Back in about 2005, my best friend, who is a potter, she recognized the material that we were collecting in our systems when we were treating mine drainage could be used by potters. She made a few pieces, and now we have 7 potters that contribute. And all the money from the sale of the material and from the pottery goes to help watershed groups sustain the treatment of their systems.
They call this project Clean Creek Products. Inside the trailer, Dunn shows off pieces made with glaze. They're artsy modern works, naturally, in earth tones. $20 to $30 for mugs, $25 for a set of earrings.
I typically wear some. I should have had some on today.
A sake set, flasks, and tea kettles round out the collection. And if it seems counterintuitive to drink from a cup made from what pollutes streams, well, Dunn explains it this way.
We've had the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, we've run tests to make sure that it could be used in the pottery safely and for food, and it meets all the criteria. And we were just surprised.
Do people ask that, though? Like, wait a minute, this is what's polluting streams.
You know, if you're taking a multiple vitamin, you're taking iron and manganese. When there's too much iron, then fish can't live. You know, it tends to kill the stream.
When she thinks about the implications, Dunn actually gets choked up.
I'm originally from southern West Virginia. There's a lot of poverty down there, a lot of mine drainage. And anything to help the communities is what we want to do.
That story was produced by the Allegheny Front's Jennifer Shveta Jordan.